Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Wednesday morning, everybody, and as always, welcome back inside the River Bandits Baseball Network. Kyle Kirchville with you from ABC Supply Stadium in southern Wisconsin, where the Bandits continue their six-game series against the Beloit Skycarp. It's a brunch edition of Midwest League Baseball as the Bandits entered today winners of three straight ball games and looking for back-to-back wins to start their six-game set against the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. It was a very quality win for Quad Cities yesterday. To say the very least, the Bandits came out with a 6-0 shutout victory and ended the month of April on an extremely high note with their fourth shutout win in just 22 games this year. Sparking the surge was the starting pitcher for Quad Cities, Hunter Owen, who twirled six scoreless innings, allowing just three base runners and striking out six. Owen, a 2023 draft pick by the Kansas City Royals, is now top 10 in the Midwest League in ERA at 1.96. He is one of just five pitchers in all the Midwest League who qualify, of course, who have an ERA sub 2. But he's already made four starts with the Bandits, and two of them have already been quality starts. The former Vandy man has been spectacular. After him, it was Chase Wallace and Chaz Martinez who threw up three scoreless innings out of the bullpen with five strikeouts to shut the door. Offensively, Quad Cities got a great start to the game from Kale Emshoff. In fact, through the first six innings, he was pretty much all of the offense for Quad Cities as Kale drove in the first run of the game with an RBI single in the third and then drove in a pair with a two-run double in the fifth inning. It was all Emshoff, two for three with two hits and three RBIs until the seventh inning when Quad Cities got back-to-back home runs for the first time this year. First, a two-run missile from Trevor Werner just over the Bandits' bullpen in left field, and then Brett Squires with a shot to right center for his team-leading third of the year, and that helped the Bandits pull away 6-0. Today, Quad Cities will work behind the number four prospect in the Kansas City Royals farm system, Ben Kuderna, who makes his fifth appearance and fifth start of the year for the Bandits. The opening day starter is 2-1 with a 1.37 earned run average. That's just a couple of ticks higher on the leaderboard than Hunter Owen, as Kuderna clocks in at number two in the Midwest League. He's coming off of a solid performance against South Bend last week. He gave up just one earned run in five innings, allowing five hits with two walks and six strikeouts. And he has been just the mark of consistency for Quad Cities since opening weekend. On April 5th, on opening night, he gave up two runs in 3 2/3 innings, but since then, he has allowed just one earned run in his last 16 frames with 21 strikeouts. The starting pitcher for the Beloit Skycarp today is in a somewhat similar situation in that he's off to a terrific start this year, throwing 16 consecutive scoreless innings with single-A Jupiter. Tonight, or this morning, I guess, Emmett Olson makes his Skycarp and high-A debut. He was a fourth-round pick in 2023 by the Miami Marlins out of Nebraska. And after throwing 16 scoreless innings to start his season in Jupiter, he got an early call-up, understandably, to high-A Beloit. Let's just go ahead and jump right into the starting lineups today. First for the Skycarp, leading off the third baseman, Giddy Cappe. Jake Thompson will bat second and be the DH, and batting third, the second baseman, Josh Zamora. Torin Montgomery's at first, he bats cleanup. Jake DeLeo bats fifth and is in right field, and hitting sixth, it's the switch-hitting left fielder, Carlos Santiago. Johnny Olmstead is the shortstop, batting seventh. He was the leadoff hitter for the Skycarp yesterday. Andrew Fernandez slides in at catcher and bats eighth. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Chase Luttrell. Now the starting lineup for Quad Cities, the high-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Their card, of course, put together by manager Brooks Conrad. Leading off for the first time in his professional career, it's the DH, Carter Jensen. Dustin Dickerson will bat second and play short. Batting third, the third baseman, Trevor Werner. Brett Squires back in the cleanup spot, manning first base. Omar Hernandez will make his series debut, batting fifth and doing the catching. And batting sixth, the right fielder, Jared Dickey. Justin Johnson is at second base, batting seventh. Gene Ramirez hits eighth and man center field. And batting ninth, the left fielder and utility man, Davis Nadal. Quad Cities enters today still with the best record in the Midwest League at 16-6, a season-high 10 games over 500. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers lost their series opener yesterday to the Great Lakes Loons, the team who leads the Eastern Division. So as a result, the Bandits are once again atop the Midwest League West Division by themselves and with the best record single-handedly in the league. Beloit enters not too far behind Quad Cities, 4.5 games back in the division. That's good for third place. Their record 11-10. Their loss yesterday, just their second at home this year. They are 8-2 at ABC Supply Stadium. Time to take a break for today's national anthem. When we come back, we'll get this brunch edition of River Bandits Baseball underway live on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Thank you. River Bandits baseball is back on the air this morning at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin, as Quad Cities continues its six-game series against the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, the Beloit Skycarp. Once again, good morning, everybody. Kyle Kirchville with you for the first AM edition of Bandits baseball this year. Quad Cities comes into today riding a win and three straight. They defeated Beloit 6-0 yesterday for their fourth shutout win of the season, holding the Skycarp to just two total hits in the game. Ben Kuderna, the Royals' number four prospect, will get the start for the Bandits today. We'll see him in the bottom of the first, but first it's Emmett Olson, who is ready to make his Skycarp and High A debut. He made 15 starts in the Big Ten with Nebraska last year, pitched just one game professionally in the Florida Complex League, and is essentially making his pro debut this year. He started the summer in Single-A Jupiter, twirled 16 shutout innings across three starts, and is now quickly here in Beloit. The Bandits DH, Carter Jensen, will lead it off. He bats first for the first time in his pro career. First pitch of today's ball game is on the way and taken inside for ball one. We are right on time at 11:10 a.m. Second toss to Jensen. A hearty hack, but he came up empty. It's 1-1. Jensen's name is all over the Midwest League leaderboards right now, including the on-base percentage category, as he takes low. His 490 OBP is the third best mark in the league. He also has the third most hits, and he leads the league in walks with 22. 2-1. In the air, right center field, well struck. Into the alley goes Luttrell, and he makes a running catch for out number one. Flanking Luttrell in left, Santiago. The right fielder, DeLeo. Olmstead and Zamora are up the middle at short and second base, while Yidi Capbe is at third, Montgomery's at first, and the catcher, Andrew Fernandez. So one out and nobody on for Dustin Dickerson, the shortstop, and he'll take a slider at the knees for a called strike one. Olson, just 21 years old, a fourth-round pick out of Nebraska. The pitch. Ground ball towards second. Three hops to Zamora. He fields to his right, sets his feet, and throws to first. And they're quickly two gone. Olson, a southpaw, stands at 6'4", 230 pounds, and was born in Des Plaines, Illinois. So quickly two gone, and the base is clear for Trevor Werner, the Royals' number 19 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. In the right-handed box with those high blue socks, he takes a slider on the lower outside corner. Werner's home run yesterday, his second in the last three ball games, as he sends one in the air right side, foul ground. Torin Montgomery over by the bleachers reaches out and makes the catch just in front of the wall. And that is a perfect 1-2-3 inning for Emmett Olson. He has now fired 17 straight scoreless innings to start his season. He's got his first perfect inning as a member of the Skycarp. Ben Kuderna will counter him today. The River Bandits starter jogs out to the hill. Bottom of the first next. We're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Ben Kuderna, the right-hander out of Blue Valley Southwest High School in Overland Park, Kansas, makes his fifth start of the year for Quad Cities. In the bottom of the first, he'll see Yidi Cafe, Jake Thompson, and Josh Zamora. Wanted to mention the first pitch temperature today, clocking in at a comfortable 65 degrees with mostly sunny skies. But as has been the case in seemingly every game to start the year, the wind is blowing. It's not blowing straight out like we saw for six straight games at Four Winds Field. It's blowing pretty much foul pole to foul pole, left to right across the diamond. Cafe stepping into the right-handed batter's box is the Marlins' number seven prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Kuderna, the Royals' number four. First pitch, outside, ball one. Then a second-round pick out of high school back in 2021. 6'3", 175 pounds. 1-0. Fastball just below the knees. Hitters count early for Cafe. Yidi batting .284 in his first 18 games this year. Couple of homers and 11 RBIs. A check swing on the 2-0. It doesn't matter. A called strike with a slider at the bottom of the zone. Kuderna's got a four-pitch mix. The slider, the most horizontal of them all. The 2-1. Called strike. That finds the lower outside corner. The four-seam fastball at 94. And Cafe will take timeout. He also will throw a sinker and a changeup. The latter scouts believe to be his best pitch, and I have to agree with them. Cafe back in the box, 2-2 from Kuderna. Slider on the ground towards short. A nice friendly hop for Dickerson. His throw across to first is low, but Squires digs it out, and Cafe's retired 6-3 to start the home half of the first. Here's how the Bandits will set up defensively. Left to right in the outfield turf. Nadal, Ramirez, Dickey. The aforementioned Dickerson at short. Johnson at second, Warner at third, Squires at first, and Omar Hernandez behind the plate. He's got the catching duties for the 11th time this year. In the box, Jake Thompson. He takes high, ball one. He is the Skycarp designated hitter, back with the Marlins High A affiliate for a second season. 1-0. Fastball chased, letter high. A big hack from Thompson, but he came up with nothing but air. As I was talking about yesterday, his playing time has been limited to start the season thanks to injury, but he's been terrific. 1-0. High drive left field, but Davis Nadal starts out, now comes in and makes the catch. Two gone. Thompson, in his first six games prior to yesterday, was batting an even .500. Quad Cities, though, kept him in check yesterday with a 1-for-3. He had one of the Skycarp's two hits. So two quick outs for Kuderna as he goes right on right against the second baseman, Josh Zamora. Ben works out of that hybrid delivery as the first pitch fastball catches the outer half for a called strike one. 306 average for Josh Zamora. The pitch. A three-hopper to short. Another opportunity for Dickerson. Backhand pickup. Throw to first in time. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Bandit starter. Six up, six down in a scoreless first inning. We go to the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
nothing doing in a quiet first inning of action today. The River Bandits and Sky Carp scoreless through one. Middle third of the order set to face Emmett Olson for the first time. That's Brett Squires, Omar Hernandez, and Jared Dickey. A couple of left-handed bats sandwiching the catcher. So in steps, Squires, the Bandits first baseman. Blue wrist tape, white gloves, and an ash and black bat. Slightly open stance in the box as Olson's first pitch is a fastball perfectly located on the lower inside corner. Glenn Meyerhofer, the home plate umpire today, as the 0-1 is swung on and missed, 0-2. Meyerhofer with balls and strikes. Brandon Schmidt patrolling the base paths. 0-2. On the ground, right side, second baseman Zamora gobbles it up. He flips to first, and Squires is retired, 4-3. So both starting pitchers picking up ground balls early on. Squires retired via the second baseman. And up comes Omar Hernandez, the catcher. 22-year-old from La Habana, Cuba. Is playing in his 11th game this year for QC. First pitch, a curveball, and it's nestled on the outer edge for a called strike. Hernandez hitting just 167, but he's only struck out four times in 36 at-bats as he takes another called strike at the base of the zone. It's 0-2. We saw Omar in the series finale against South Bend last week, went 0-for-4. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt, an easy take. Hernandez, along with Carter Jensen, make up what is one of the best stolen base duos in the Midwest League. As the slider from Olson misses low and in, 2-2. They're one of the best stolen base duos as catchers. Both super effective and efficient to open up the year. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Great off speed had Hernandez off balance. And that's the first strikeout of the ball game. So Emmett Olson gets Hernandez rather easily. And up comes the left-handed bat of Jared Dickey. Olson's strikeout numbers impressive in Jupiter, 19 Ks in 16 frames. Left on left, first pitch, fastball missed away. He struck out a career-high 10 in six scoreless innings against Dunedin back on the 24th. The pitch, fastball, called strike on the outer edge. Shout out to the Dunedin Blue Jays and their broadcaster Larry Larson, who used to be the voice of the Beloit Sky Carp. Second pitch to Dickey, in for a called strike. Correction, the third pitch, so it's now 1-2. Olson working quickly. He fires back in, and the fastball's high. Jared lays off. Dickey hits .227, but has an OPS of .793, helped out by three homers and 11 walks. The pitch. Breaking ball around the hands. Slapped the side by Dickey. That one is up and inside, as you'll see, a curveball. Jared just kind of took the fly swatter and sent it away. Now Olson steps off the back of the slab, looking over to first, and it looks like something has fallen out of the seats. It's the Bandits' first base coach and assistant hitting coach, Chris Corbett, retrieving it and tossing it aside. Back into the box, Dickey, 2-2 on its way. Soft fly ball, shallow right field, charging in DeLeo. He gets underneath it and makes the catch. It's a 9-up, 9-down start to our morning affair in Beloit. Quad Cities retired quickly by Emmett Olson. Ben Kuderna back out for the bottom of the second. We're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Nine outs into today's game, there have been just nine balls thrown as Ben Kuderna and his counterpart Emmett Olson have been sharp to start game two of this six-game series. Right-hander back out there to face Torin Montgomery, the cleanup man for the Sky Carp. He's followed by DeLeo and the switch-hitting Santiago. Montgomery, the Miami Marlins' number 30 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, as Kuderna starts him with the hard stuff at the knees for a called strike. Fastball at 92. 0-1. Same spot, same pitch. No balls, two strikes on Montgomery. Struck out a couple of times and bounced out to short twice yesterday. The pitch. Wave and a miss. A beautiful slider from Kuderna. He dominates that at bat. Two fastballs at the knees and then a slider that was looking like it would go into the same spot for a third time, but it dives away. And that is the first strikeout for the right-hander. So now he faces the right fielder, DeLeo. First pitch. Slider left up, banged in the air to left center field, the wind pushing it down. It's playable for Gene Ramirez, who charges over and makes the catch for the out. Carson Rockefort, the usual center fielder for the Bandits, is getting just his second day off of the year. And Gene Ramirez is making his center field debut. The only other person to play center, Spencer Nivens, who of course is on the injured list, and he only did that once for about two innings during the Bandits' first road trip of the year. First pitch to Santiago, a called strike. Switch hitting left fielder makes his series debut. He waves away at the 0-1 slider and comes up empty. No balls, two strikes. 22-year-old hails from Venezuela. Marlins picked him up off of waivers a couple years ago. 0-2. Off the end of the bat, fouled out of play. It's Santiago's 14th game of the year. For the Sky Carp, he hits .227. Two homers, five driven in. A .738 OPS. Another two-strike offering. Wave and a miss. He blew a fastball by him. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Ben Kuderna. A couple of strikeouts in the book for the Royals' number four prospect. We're through two innings. It's been nothing but bagels on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Quad Cities and Beloit still tied up at zero as we start the top of the third here at ABC Supply Stadium. Kyle Kirchvel with you on the River Bandits Baseball Network for what's the first morning game for the River Bandits this year. We've seen them play many a day game to start the season. And in fact, in day games, the Bandits are 7-1. But today, a morning contest, which I guess is still a day game, but the bus leaves the hotel a little earlier. So in the top of the third, it'll be the bottom third of the Bandits' order, starting with Justin Johnson. Left-hander Emmett Olson's first pitch is chased high and out of the zone. Strike one. JJ sporting the eye black today with the kind of wipe down the cheek style. I guess the smear is what you would call it. 0-1 fastball taken inside, 1-1. 15th game of the year for Justin Johnson. See, that's what happens during these morning games. 1-1. That's a strike in the lower inside corner. He's hitting 179. No homers, two driven in. Stolen a couple of bases this year. 1-2, bounces out in front of home. The curveball had no chance of finding the strike zone. And it's 2-2. Johnson back at second base for the 14th time this year. The pitch. Grounded foul to the left side. The only time Johnson played in the game for Quad Cities this year without starting at second base was a pinch run opportunity a couple of weeks ago. He takes a lap around the home plate area. Now is back in the box. 2-2. Buried the slider, and it's full. Neither team has had a base runner reach today. Scoreless in the top of the third, but Olson behind JJ. Payoff pitch. Fouled over the berm on the left side. I guess Olson not behind Johnson, but about as even as you can be. Back in the box, the pitch. Ground ball to third. Couple of easy hops for Cafe. His throw across the diamond is in time. One gone. Yeedy can play all over the infield for the Sky Carp, but he gets the start of the hot corner today. Scouts have liked what they have seen in terms of the glove, but what MLB Pipeline describes the scouts as being is baffled when it comes to Cafe's arm. Sometimes it looks plus, sometimes it looks below average. Here's Gene Ramirez, who half-heartedly shows bunt at the first pitch, but takes in the dirt, 1-0. That's just what Ramirez does. Tries to throw you off with sort of weird looks. Now he fakes a bunt, swings away, and fouls it over the left side, 1-1. Gene batting eighth for Quad Cities and hitting 150 in 13 games this year. Here it comes. Fastball, dribbled to first. Grabbed by Montgomery, a race to the bag is won by the Sky Carp first baseman. And that's 8 in a row retired for Emmett Olson. The Bandits have only hit 2 fly balls against Olson. Everything else has either been a strikeout, a pop-up, or a grounder. Emmett in control early, and you'll see that when guys kind of make their debuts here in the Midwest League. Of course, this is applicable for all leagues in minor league baseball. Here's Davis Nadal taking a called strike. But there's just not so much scouting information on these guys, so they come up, and usually pitchers in their debut fare much better than batters in their debut. 0-1. Slider in for a called strike, too. Speaking of debuts, think about Ben Kuderna and his River Bandits debut last year. Here at ABC Supply Stadium, he threw 6 scoreless innings. The pitch. Ground ball back up the middle, but the shortstop Olmstead is near the bag. He throws over to first. Montgomery picks it out of the dirt. And that is a perfect trip through the order for Emmett Olson. Quad Cities has gone 9 up, 9 down through their first third of action today. We go to the bottom of the third. Still 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Let's get you back for the bottom of the third inning at ABC Supply Stadium. River Bandits and Skycarp still scoreless. Just saw a gentleman walk by on the concourse in an Omaha Storm Chasers hat, which I think is a good sign for the Royals AAA affiliate, who on X today was asking for some good vibes in hopes that they could actually play a game today, weather permitting. I think it's a good sign that they will get some games in today. Chasers scheduled for a doubleheader against the iCubs. Game one beginning in about half an hour over in Des Moines. And right now I see no signs of a delay or anything. So let's hope it stays that way. Here's Johnny Olmstead, the Skycarp shortstop. He begins the bottom of the third inning at the plate and takes a called strike. Ben Kuderna, a perfect 6-for-6. He fires the slider and gets a swing and a miss. 0-2. Kuderna's been all over the strike zone. 20 pitches, 17 strikes. Olmstead steps out of the box. He hit leadoff for Beloit yesterday. Went 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. The pitch. Low on the fastball. And while that line may not sound all that impressive, he was one of just two Skycarp hitters to reach base twice in the game. 1-2. Slider. Hit deep towards the left field corner. Nadal chasing over by the fence. He looks up and has to play it off the wall. Olmstead cruises into second without a throw. That is the first base runner of the ball game. A leadoff double for Johnny Olmstead. That's one of the few bad pitches that Kuderna has dealt today, and Olmstead made him pay. Ben got ahead in the count 0-2. Tried to bury one and get him to chase to no avail, and then hung that 86-mile-per-hour slider. So a man in scoring position, nobody out. Andrew Fernandez, the batter. First pitch runs near his hands. The ball bounces off the glove of Omar Hernandez, the catcher, but it doesn't get far. Olmstead has not tried to steal a base in 14 games this year. With no outs, it's unlikely that he tries to swipe third. Kuderna into the stretch, looks back to second, now deals, and another pitch is high and tight, 2-0. Well, it's an education day here at ABC Supply Stadium. That's why we've started at 11:10 Central. And if you're not familiar with what Education Day refers to in minor league baseball, well, it's basically a big field trip for the local school system. 2-0, slider low, 3 balls, no strikes. Normally, here at Beloit, you'll see the River Bandits bus parked out in the left field parking lot, and it usually is by itself in terms of bus traffic. 3-0. Fastball up, and ball four for Hernandez. So after the leadoff double, another man put on with nobody out for the center fielder, Chase Luttrell, the nine-hole hitter. But instead of the Bandits charter just by itself, there are a bunch of school buses parked next to it, and the seats are filled with youngsters who are getting to enjoy a baseball game on this Wednesday morning. Scoreless game in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Luttrell is low with the sinker. Luttrell, one of just two left-handed bats in the order for Billy Gardner Jr. today. Of course, the switch hitter Carlos Santiago is in there, but only two pure lefties as Luttrell chases a slider in the dirt. Kuderna evens the count at 1-1. Chase hit ninth yesterday for the Sky Carp as well. Went 0-3 with a strikeout. He was caught looking by the Bandits starter that day, Hunter Owen, the pitch. Foul ball into the glove of Hernandez. It's 1-2. Owen, phenomenal, throwing six innings en route to a Bandits shutout win. Six strikeouts for him. He now has a sub-2 ERA in his first season of pro ball. Kuderna looks to second, 1-2. Fastball just outside. Looked like strike three to me, but I'm not Glenn Meyerhofer. Luttrell batting just below the Mendoza line at 196. Couple homers, six driven in. At the very least, he's trying to move the base runners up here. 2-2. Sent over the left side, right past a big gaggle of kids, and then bouncing onto the concourse down near the Rock River on the left side. Olmstead led off the inning with a double. He's still at second. Fernandez at first after a walk. Kuderna battling Luttrell. 2-2. Another sinker, and that's fouled off the screen over the Bandits' dugout. Kuderna doing a really good job keeping the ball down and trying to work another double play. Bandits have been the best team in minor league baseball in that category this year. Another 2-2 on its way. Slider up. Could not get him to chase. And Luttrell has worked the count full with a very nice at bat. Next pitch will be the eighth in this plate appearance. Benny sets at the belt. Here's the payoff. Foul ball. That's off the netting in front of the Bandits dugout again. Kuderna put a little extra juice on that one. 95 on the lower outside corner. But Luttrell still able to send it aside. It's one of the hardest pitches thrown by the Royals' number four prospect this year. Here's another payoff. Another foul ball. Luttrell doinks it off of his foot. And now will be given a second by Glenn Meyerhofer to walk it off. So this is, at the very least, going to be a 10-pitch battle. Kuderna was cruising pitch count-wise, and obviously still not bad. 35 pitches in two-plus innings. But this has brought him a little more to the average at this stage of the game, as Hernandez asks for time. Wants to resend the signs out to number 28. Ben likes the call this time. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He wore him down and eventually gets the whiff on the slider. Third strikeout for Kuderna. A tip of the cap to Luttrell, who fought valiantly. But he's out number one with runners at first and second. And the Sky Carp leadoff man, Guidi Capé, into the box. Grounded out to short his first time up. Kuderna could use another one of those here. Hernandez asking for timeout from Glenn Meyerhofer. I don't think Omar wanted to, but that's what signaled at the plate. So the Bandits have already used one timeout in this plate appearance as Capé drills one towards the left field corner. Nadal's going to get there. It bounces up against the wall. Olmstead scores from second, stopping at third Fernandez. And it's an RBI double for Capé. 1-0 Sky Carp. That opens the scoring. Third double of the year for Capé. He's now tied with Josh Zamora for the team lead in ribbies with 12. That was another slider that got hung up in the zone. And after the Sky Carp strike for their second double of the inning, the River Bandits pitching coach, Derek Lewis, heads out to the hill to meet with the battery. For Kuderna, that's just the fourth earned run he's allowed in over 20 innings this year. He hasn't given up more than one earned run since opening day on April 5th. Gave up two total runs against the South Bend Cubs last week over the course of a five-inning start, but only one of them was earned. Bandits struggled defensively in that game. Plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer has joined the conversation. Derek Lewis may be asking for a little bit of clarification on that instance not too long ago where Hernandez essentially inadvertently called time. But now everybody's back to where they should be, including the Skycarp DH, Jake Thompson, who's in the box with runners at second and third and one out. The Bandits infield plays in. First pitch. Fastball missed the top of the zone. It's high, 1-0. Thompson, in his seven games, has three RBIs, three doubles, and an OPS north of 1,000. A big open stance in the left-handed box, 1-0. Fastball, a strike on the upper outside corner. Good frame from Omar Hernandez. Kuderna taking his time and now dealing. That's a high drive, deep right field. Going back, Dickey, he looks up. That one sails over the fence and out of here for a three-run homer. Jake Thompson's got his first long ball of the year. And Beloit has taken a 4-0 lead here in the third. Just the second home run of the season given up by Kuderna, the first since opening day. And Beloit has not only its first lead of the series and its first runs of the series in this inning, but its four tallies on three hits. Still just one out as Josh Zamora looks to get in on the fun. And he takes high for ball one. But Thompson, I think, got a fastball at the top of the zone. It may have been a wayward sinker, but he drilled it. Next pitch, a strike on the edge to Zamora, 1-1. Josh, a ground out to short his first time as he's out in front of a slider here, falling behind 1-2. There is not a ton of power in this Skycarp order, but I think Thompson and Zamora are probably the best sources of that for Billy Gardner Jr. Josh with four homers this summer as he fouls one over the screen to stay alive. His four home runs puts him in a six-way tie for third in the league. He and the Skycarp outfielder Brett Roberts tied at that mark as Zamora grounds another ball to short. Routine play for Dickerson. Throw to first is in plenty of time for the second out. So after a couple of extra base hits, Kuderna finally gets two away. And that brings up Torin Montgomery. I was talking about Montgomery yesterday. As a first baseman, you expect to see a lot of power involved in the offensive game as he takes high. But he's more of a contact hitter that kind of prefers the hit tool over the pow, so to speak. Still batting cleanup for Billy Gardner Jr. as the 1-0 slider is hit in the air, straightaway center. Gene Ramirez eyeing it in the sky, makes the catch and ends the inning. Damage has been done, though. In the home half of the third, the Skycarp take a 4-0 lead on an RBI double from Yidi Cappe and a three-run blast off the bat of Jake Thompson. We go to the fourth, 4-0 Beloit on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or Visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Beloit Skycarp with the first lead of the ball game today. A four-run bottom of the third sends us to the fourth. Beloit in front 4-0. 1-2-3 to bat for the Bandits, starting with the designated hitter, Carter Jensen. First pitch up and in, ball one. So after retiring the first nine Bandits batters he's faced, Emmett Olson has a four-run lead to work with. 1-0. Nice curveball, but it missed a bit inside. 2-0. Jensen, the Royals' number 10 prospect, the only man in the Midwest League with 20 or more walks. He takes a called strike on the lower outside corner. Jensen nearing 200 in his career as the pitch is cut on and missed. Two balls, two strikes. He is top 10 in all of minor league baseball since 2022. In total walks. And obviously that's impressive in and of itself, but even more so because he's a catcher. The pitch in the dirt, past the glove of Fernandez into the backstop. Dustin Dickerson will retrieve it. Bandits looking for their first base runner against Olson, who's needed just one strikeout for three perfect innings. Jensen battles him 3-2, the payoff. Called strike three, a breaking ball at the top of the zone. Jensen thought it was high, but it's strike three and the first out here in the top of the fourth. A borderline call, I would say, but Olson's pitched well enough to earn that already. So one down, bases empty for Dusty. First pitch. Called strike with the fastball. A 208 average for Dickerson. No homers, 7 driven in, and 11 walks in 16 games. The pitch. Called strike on the upper outside corner, 0-2. He, along with Jared Dickey, worked a wheelbarrow full of walks last week against the South Bend Cubs. South Bend's bullpen in particular, handing out free passes left and right. 0-2. High fly right field, but that one, especially with the wind, is going to slice out of play. Dickerson, 23 years old, the Royals' 8th round pick last year. The pitch. Pulled foul. Brooks Conrad with a nice snag behind the third base coach's box. Had it go off his hands initially, but he had his chest right there. He knocked it down and caught it in air with his other hand. Another 0-2. In the dirt, one ball, two strikes. Brooks Conrad, former big league infielder. He's got no fear of knocking it down with the chest. I would have been diving out of the way. 1-2. Line drive, right field, slicing towards the corner. Is it fair? It is. It bounces up against the wall. Dickerson hustles for second and gets in with a one-out double. Second extra base hit of the year for Dickerson, his second double. And he wins a two-strike fight to give the Bandits their first base runner of the game. So both teams' first hits today have been two-baggers. We saw what the Skycarp did with theirs a half inning ago. Let's see if the Bandits can replicate. Third baseman Trevor Werner, who always poses an extra base threat in the box. Into the stretch for the first time goes Olsen. Nobody really holding Dickerson. He's got a big lead, but the pitch goes home, and Werner swings through a slider for strike one. 17th game of the year for Werner, who over the last week and a half or so was nursing an injury, but back in the lineup in what one would assume would be a full-time capacity as Werner pops one up right side, shallow right field, the second baseman goes out and makes the catch. That's Zamora, who snags it along the chalk in shallow right field. And Werner pops up for the second time in as many at-bats today. Werner may have chased one high and out of the zone. And now it'll take some two-out production from Brett Squires, the River Bandits' first baseman. He grounded to second his first time. 4-0 Sky Carp in the top of the fourth. Emmett Olson's pitch. Fastball missed high. Quad Cities has been slowly improving with runners in scoring position and two outs, but they're still hitting just 143 in that category this year. The pitch. A bit inside. The fact that they've been improving just goes to show how poorly Quad Cities was in that area to start the year. They were hitting 082 at one point last week with runners in scoring position and two outs. Squires takes a fastball high, 3-0. Brett had the second of the back-to-back homers for Quad Cities yesterday. Trevor Werner sent one to left, a two-run shot. Squires a solo bomb to right center field. Man at second, two outs, 3-0 pitch is right down the middle with the heater at 92. Brett's hitting 272 for the Bandits this year with an 823 OPS. Numbers very similar to what we saw in Columbia last year. Here it comes. Wave and a miss. Squires was trying to send one to the school buses in left field, but he came up empty. An extra tick on the fastball from Olsen. Moves the count, 3-2. Dickerson still at second base. Olsen sets. He runs the pitch clock down to 5. Now deals, and Squires ricochets the fastball back to the backstop. I'll check the radar gun on that pitch. Back down to 92. Olsen pitching with confidence, though, right now. He's more than willing to stick with that fastball and challenge batters. What does he go to here? Another payoff and another fastball sent out of play by Squires. Brett's got 27 strikeouts in 22 games this year, but he's also walked 14 times, which is the second highest mark on the team. New baseball for Olsen. Here's another 3-2. Another foul ball. Souvenir City at ABC Supply Stadium. There is not a second level of seating here in Beloit. So if you're going to get a souvenir, it has to be hit pretty softly to get into the first row, or in the first bowl, I should say, but also over the screen. Another 3-2. Another foul ball. Squires fouls one back into the backstop and sends a swarm of some kind of insects flying. This is not a bee swarm situation like we saw in Arizona yesterday. Thank goodness for that. 10th pitch of the at-bat. Slider is just low, ball 4. What a tremendous plate appearance for Brett Squires. He works the 2-out walk and passes the torch along to Omar Hernandez. That was a really good pitch from Olsen. I think that one could have gone either way, but Squires earned the walk that time after a 10-pitch fight. And now the Beloit Sky Carp will use their first mound visit of the game. Jason Erickson on his way out to the hill. Bandits down 4-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Emmett Olsen making his high A debut today. He has been phenomenal. He had not given up a base runner prior to this inning. He is still got a zero in the run column today. Quad Cities catcher Omar Hernandez looking to change that. Bandits at first and second with two outs. Southpaw versus right-handed bat. Hernandez all geared up. First pitch to him, a big curveball, and it falls into the top of the zone. Hernandez wears the gear behind the plate and in the right-handed batter's box. He's got an elbow guard and a shin guard. Dickerson takes off for third. 0-1 pitch is fouled off, and Dickerson will have to go back. Dusty getting a little bit anxious, being stuck at second base for as long as he had been. And it's trying to figure out if there was a foul ball or not. Now Dickerson and Squires go back. The only time you're going to steal third with two outs is when you know you're going to get there. And Dickerson's secondary lead had him pretty much halfway there to begin with. Hernandez trying to battle. Here comes the 0-2 from Olsen. Fastball up, easy take. I guess the only good news for Quad Cities offensively is that Olsen's already at 63 pitches through 3 2/3, but he's pounded the strike zone. 1-2 to Omar. Fastball fouled back. Quad Cities has gotten on that pitch a little bit better here in the second time through the order. Olsen trying to find a secondary option that will give him some two-strike success. And now he'll step off the hill and perhaps reconsider his options. Struck out Carter Jensen to start the inning on a borderline pitch, then gave up a double to Dickerson. Warner popped up, then Squires walked. 1-2 in the dirt with the slider. Nice stop by Fernandez. Perfect form in that block. 2-2. So deuce is wild for Quad Cities in the top of the fourth. Two on, two outs, 2-2 count on the catcher. The pitch in the air, straightaway center field. Latrell starts in, now moves to his left and makes the catch in right center field and the inning. Couple of base runners for the Bandits in their half of the fourth, but two men are stranded. No runs, one hit, no errors, two men left on. We go to the home half of the inning. Skycarp in front. 4-0.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Carp half of the fourth getting underway at ABC Supply Stadium. Kyle Kirchva with you, as always, here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Thrilled to have you along as we just passed noon Central Time. Beloit in front 4-0, looking to even the series at a game apiece. Jake DeLeo leads it off, and Ben Kuderna starts him outside with a fastball. Ben had dominated through his first two innings, but then gave up three runs, including a homer in the third. As he parks one in the dirt, 2-0. DeLeo has not contributed to the Skycarp early inning surge. He flew out to center back in the second. 2-0. That's low. Three balls, no strikes. Could earn it now at 50 pitches. 33 have been for a strike. 3-0. Fastball inside. So that's a four-pitch walk to start the inning. A very un-Ben Kuderna-like at-bat there. Ben with seven strikeouts through his first 19 and two-thirds innings this year. And three of those came in three and two-thirds innings back on opening night. And then after that, he'd walked just four across his last 16. Carlos Santiago tries to check his swing at the first pitch. Can't do so, and he winds up fouling it behind the third base dugout. In his first at-bat of the week, Santiago struck out swinging in the second, one of the three Ks for Kuderna, who glances over his shoulder over at DeLeo. Squires holds him. Right-hander pauses at the belt and fires. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Brandon Schmidt confirms strike two on the appeal as Santiago chases below the knees. And now Kuderna in the driver's seat. No balls, two strikes. Santiago will ask for time. Wind still blowing from left to right across the diamond. It's pretty much pushed everything that would have been straightaway center into right center field. 0-2. Low and in. Another check swing from Santiago, but he clearly didn't go. Ben tried to get him on the back foot slider. DeLeo has not stolen a base this year. This is just his fourth game as a member of the Carp. Kuderna throws in that direction, and he dives back safely. Squires with the reflective shades over at first base. Retakes his spot, punches his glove, and holds out a target for Kuderna. A long pause for the right-hander. He winds the pitch clock down to two. Now fires and leaves a sinker high. That was not the intended target whatsoever. And struggling to locate here in the fourth inning. Santiago ready, 2-2. Runner goes, pitch low and inside. The throw to second is on the money. Omar Hernandez with a seed right up the middle. Dustin Dickerson didn't even need to move his glove. DeLeo slid right into the mid. And that takes away the leadoff walk. That is maybe the best throw down to second that we've seen this year. Here's the payoff at the plate. Waving a miss, got him chasing in the dirt. Well, that is a big momentum shifter for Quad Cities. They get DeLeo trying to steal second base, and then Kuderna picks up his fourth strikeout by getting Santiago for the second time today. So two outs, bases empty for Johnny Olmstead, who had the first hit of the game with a double in the last inning. He's first pitch swinging this time and pops it up towards Squires. First baseman waves off Johnson, takes one step back into the outfield turf, and makes the catch to end the inning. That is exactly the kind of bounce back frame that Ben Kuderna needed. He gets some help from Omar Hernandez, and we go to the fifth with the score still 4-0 Beloit. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodland Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
We'll be right back. start of the fifth inning here in southern Wisconsin. Kyle Kirchvoll with you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network to bring the Bandits back to the plate. A 4-0 game has got Quad Cities on the wrong side of the board. Sky Carps scored all four of their runs in the third inning against Ben Kuderna, but the young right-hander bounced back and with the help of a caught stealing, faced the minimum in the last half inning. Dickey Johnson Ramirez due up against Emmett Olson, the southpaw. First pitch is a huge curveball, and it drops into the top of the zone for strike one. That thing just 73 miles per hour. Next pitch, same pitch, but low and outside, and Dickey could not hold up. A 50% swing gets strike two, and Jared's going to ask for time. He flew out to right his first time up. Now trying to battle. Olson deals. Slider fouled over to the left side. So three straight breaking pitches to Jared Dickey. Couple of curveballs and a big sweeping slider. Now the 0-2 again. This time a fastball, and Dickey drills it to right field, just right at DeLeo, who makes the catch for the out. Well, that was far and away the worst pitch of the at-bat. Three really good off-speed deliveries, and then he leaves a fastball center cut at 91, but I guess you've sped up the batter enough with the previous off-speed. Here's Justin Johnson taking a huge first pitch hack, but he came up empty. Johnson a ground out to third his first time up. Cappe hugging the line. The pitch, slider inside. Boy, it's almost like Olson just remembered he's got a sweeping slider in his arsenal. Hardly threw it at all in the first four innings, but now he's leaned on it heavily. Third pitch in the dirt, easy tank for Johnson. Count 2-1 on the Bandits' second baseman. Next pitch, fastball high, 3-1. We'll see how much longer Olson's able to go today. He's already over 70 pitches, his season high 90 down in Jupiter. 3-1 to JJ. Slider right down the middle, a called strike two. And again, that's where the confidence level's at for him. He's been able to throw pretty much any pitch he's wanted in any count. Now the payoff. Fastball grounded up the middle. Tough play for Olmstead. He gloves, throws to first, and gets the out, beating JJ by a step. Olmstead had to range quite a ways to his left and also in front of the second base bag. Still able to shuffle over and make the stop with the old alligator fundamentals. Then a nice transfer on a strong throw. So two down here in the top of the fifth. Sky Carp ahead 4-0. Gene Ramirez, the Bandits center fielder, will take a called strike. Gene, 23 years old, from Mau in the Dominican Republic. Olson delivers again, and it's another called strike. Boy, Olson working extremely quickly, and Ramirez is forced to use a timeout. That's sort of with that new rule in play. That's sort of become what the timeouts are used for. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Got him on a slider. Ramirez trying to take a pause and slow down the pace of Emmett Olson, but he can't do so. The 21-year-old in his high A debut has five scoreless innings and three strikeouts. He has kept the Bandits' offense in check. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. Beloit still in front.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Take away the third inning. It's been a really good day for Ben Kuderna. The 21-year-old right-hander for Quad Cities has put up zeros with the exception of that four-run third inning, which unfortunately is the difference right now. Andrew Fernandez, the Sky Carp catcher, leads off the bottom of the fifth and takes a slider from Kuderna for a called strike. Ben trying to put together his 11th start of five innings or more in 13 career with Quad Cities. Fernandez takes high. Ben put up some okay numbers for Quad Cities last year, but you could always count on him giving you five frames as Andrew fouls one off his foot and now hobbles around the home plate area. Checking the inside portion of his shin guard as he lifts up his batting helmet and wipes his brow. Ben made eight starts for Quad Cities after being called up mid-season from Single-A Columbia. Seven of those went five innings or more. He's gone five-plus innings in three of his four starts this year. 1-2. Fastball, see you later. Right at the knees. An easy strikeout call for Glenn Meyerhofer. Fifth K of the ball game for Benny Digits. And that rather quickly brings up the center fielder, Chase Luttrell, who has put together probably the best at-bat against Kuderna today, but Ben got the best of him with a strikeout in the third after a 10-pitch fight. First pitch swinging this time. He sends one down the left field line. It drops fair and rolls. Nadal will cut it off before the wall, but Luttrell's going to get to second base with a double and no throw in. Second double of the year for him in the fourth extra base hit for Beloit today. All of their hits have gone for extra bases. And they put a man on for Yidi Capay, the leadoff man in the Sky Carp third baseman. Capay with one of those hits. The go-ahead RBI double in the third. Right on right, first pitch. Called strike, top of the zone. Well, I'm not sure what that pitch was. It just sort of floated in there at 81. I guess it was the slider, but it didn't move a whole lot. Capay probably could have taken a hack there. Throw back to second. Back with a dive, Luttrell. Throw from Ben was a bit high, causing Johnson to have to reach up before he put the tag down, and that extra time helped the Beloit center fielder get back. Kuderna, with his attention back at home, delivers. Bouncer to third, tough hop for Werner. He snags on his hip, throws to first, and Squires can't dig it out. Up to third base goes Luttrell, and Capay stays at first. Tough play for Trevor Werner. With Capay's speed, he didn't have much time to set his feet after having to back up and play a tough hop, pinning the ball between his glove and his hip. And without being able to reset, get a good grip on the ball, it was errant, and Squires, who's usually a very sure-handed first baseman, was unable to dig it out. So we'll wait for the official scoring decision there. I got to imagine it's going to be a hit, but we'll see. First and third, one out for Jake Thompson, who hit that big three-run homer back in the third inning. Capay now 2-for-3, assuming that last one ruled a hit. Nothing has gone up on the scoreboard yet. Here's the pitch. low and outside. Taking off for second, Cape, and there's no throw from Hernandez. He bluffed a toss down, but then opted to look back Latrell. The Bandits get a taste of their own medicine. Usually it's QC pulling off the delayed steal, but this time it's Beloit. So they are going to rule a throwing error on Trevor Werner. Infield in now as the pitch is perfectly placed on the lower outside corner. That's just the first error of the season for Werner, and that one, even with a little bit of controversy to it, gives you an idea how well he's played at the hot corner this year, which of course is arguably the toughest position to play on the field. 1-1. Fouled off the top of the screen back towards home. It lands and rolls right on the first base chalk line for about 10 feet before Skycar Batboy goes and retrieves it. Beloit leads 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Quad Cities is getting a right-hander up in the bullpen. Kurnia's pitch count about to hit 70. And he's dealing with some one-out traffic. Two men in scoring position for Beloit and one of their most dangerous hitters at the plate. Couple of taps on home plate. Now he hoists the bat up. 1-2. Popped up off the hands. Shallow left field. Charging in Nadal. He'll make the catch. That one not nearly deep enough to try to tag on. And Thompson is retired. Oh, my. Oh, taking a look back, they're ruling an error on Brett Squires. So I take that back. It's the first error for Squires. Alrighty then. So now it's up to Josh Zamora. Two outs, two men on. Right on right, Ben Kudrna back to work. The pitch. Fly ball left field. Nadal moving to his left. Ramirez to his right. Gene takes charge in center. And will make the catch to end the inning. So nice work for Kudernut. He gives up a double, and a man reaches via air, but both are stranded in scoring position, and this remains a 4-0 ball game. Another five-inning start for Kudernut. We go to the sixth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the sixth inning at ABC Supply Stadium. Quad City's trying to get the offense going. They trail the Skycar 4-0. And they have just one hit of offense. Yesterday it was Beloit with the goose egg. Quad City's shut him out in a 6-0 win, and the Skycar had just two hits. Quad City's on a similar trajectory right now. Left on left, Emmett Olson back to work. He has been terrific for the Sky Carp. He starts off Davies Nadal with a called strike. 9-1, 2-2 up for the Bandits as the 0-1 is a fastball. Another called strike. Nadal bounced out to shortstop his first time up as Olsen again fires. And that one's low and outside. Nadal hitting 207 in his first 10 games as a River Bandit. but three of his hits are triples, and that mark leads the league. The pitch. Slider low and outside. Good take by Davies. The former Pirates farmhand getting his first taste of high A this summer after back-to-back years in single-A Bradenton. He swings away 2-2, pops it up left side of the infield. The pitcher, Olson, moving over in front of the plate, makes the catch as the wind pushed that all the way back across. And Nadal retired on the rare P1. Off the bat, it looked like it was going to be a tough play by the third base dugout for the catcher, Fernandez. Then it looked like Cape, the third baseman, had the best shot on the chalk, and it wound up right in front of home and snagged by the pitcher. One out, base is empty for Carter Jensen, who takes low and outside on the slide piece. Jensen in his debut in the leadoff spot, 0 for 2 with a strikeout. The pitch. Check swing. He clearly went around. It's 1-1. Good curveball from Olson, buried down in the dirt. The pitch. Line drive, snagged at first by Montgomery. That had double written all over it. But the Skycar first baseman was already hugging the line and was at the right place at the right time. Well, that's how it's going offensively for QC today. Olson now an out away from six scoreless innings in his high A debut. He gets the right-handed Dustin Dickerson. First pitch, wave and a miss, strike one. Dusty, 1 for 2, a double back in the fourth. That's the Bandits' only hit. The pitch. Fastball just outside. Obviously, his performance in and of itself impressive, but Olson's speed and efficiency has been off the charts as he gets Dickerson to doink away a changeup, 1-2. 90 pitches, 63 strikes, and he's usually begun his delivery by about 10 or 11 seconds on the pitch clock. He will here at 13. 1-2 to Dickerson, high and away with the heater. Dickerson's double in the fourth, the Bandits' 30th of the year. Now he lines one to left center field again, and it drops this time for a single. Latrell plays it on a hop, and Dusty's got himself a two-knock ball game. He's doing everything for Quad Cities at the plate. That's his second multi-hit game of the year. And maybe that'll spark a little bit of a two-out rally. Quad Cities had a man warming up in the bullpen in the last half inning. It was Nathaniel Garabitos. I would assume he'll take over for Kuderna in the bottom of the sixth once we get there. First pitch fastball to Trevor Werner is high and away. In the Beloit bullpen, right-hander Kyle Krieger is not throwing, but he's standing on the mound. Just starting to get loose. 1-2. Outside, correction. Now two balls and no strikes on Trev. He's popped up twice to the right side of the infield today. Once at first, once to second. But the one that goes down as a P4 was caught in shallow right field. 2-0. In the dirt, knocked down by Fernandez. Dickerson doesn't move up. With a 4-0 deficit, the Bandits will probably be a little less aggressive on the base paths than they normally are. They run as much as anyone in the Midwest League. 3-0. Outside, just off the plate for ball four. It's only the second walk allowed today by Emmett Olson. And it comes with two outs in the sixth. And perhaps that will force Billy Gardner Jr.'s hand. And sure enough, he is out of the first base dugout and will make a move. Emmett Olson, terrific in his high A debut. He gets a pat on the back from Zamora and Olmstead, a fist bump from Montgomery, and a fist bump from the catcher, Fernandez. He goes 5 2/3, scoreless with three strikeouts, but he is responsible for two ducks on the pond. Runners at first and second, two outs. Brett Squires will be the man to greet Kyle Krieger when we come back. 4-0 Skycarp on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
The right-hander out of Louisiana Tech, Kyle Krieger, will take over on the hill for Beloit with Emmett Olson departing after 5 2/3 scoreless, but he is responsible for runners at first and second with two outs. Krieger faces Brett Squires, first pitch outside, ball one. Skycarp have a 4-0 lead in a game that's featured just 6 hits. Skycarp out knocking the Bandits 4-2, including a 3-run homer in the third. 1-0. Slider from Krieger finds the outer edge. 1-1 on Squires. Krieger's in his second season with Beloit. Today marks his 40th career high A appearance going back to last year. He has given up just one run in 11 innings this season. 1-1. Bounced over to first base. Routine play Montgomery. He gloves with two hands. Goes to first base by himself and ends the inning. So the Bandits' two-out rally quickly stamped out by Krieger in the top of the sixth. Beloit remains up 4-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
As we get into the summer months, the leashes get longer for starting pitchers, and it appears that's the case for Ben Kuderna, who is going back out there for the bottom of the sixth. As I mentioned earlier, he's pitched really well today. You take away the third inning, he's got 4 scoreless frames. You include the third inning, he's given up 4 runs. Torin Montgomery, the first man to face him in the bottom of the sixth, and Kuderna gets him to chase through a fastball through strike for strike one. Middle third of the order due up for Billy Gardner Jr. Ben deals. Fastball foul back into the screen. Still 94 on the radar gun with the heater. Kurina has not lost anything on his fastball. He's got five strikeouts in five innings, including one of Montgomery in the second. A quick batter timeout for him to adjust the wristband and the tape on his hand. Now he's ready. 0-2. Low and away with the slider. Couldn't get him to chase. Ben's now at 73 pitches. 49 have gone for a strike. 1-2 pitch. Got him. Wave and a miss off the outside edge. Sixth strikeout for Ben Kurina. And that's a great way to start the sixth inning. Ben started out the day with six straight outs, including two Ks, but then faced seven batters and gave up three extra base hits, including Thompson's three-run homer in the third. Since then, he's allowed just two base runners as Jake DeLeo takes strike one. DeLeo, one of those guys, he walked back in the fourth but was caught stealing by Omar Hernandez, who threw him out at second base. That's the third would-be base stealer nabbed by Omar this year in 11 attempts. Here's the 0-1. Fastball just outside. Hernandez tried to slide it back into the zone, but Meyerhofer wasn't buying it. Ben, with a deep breath, looks back in. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase just off the edge in a similar manner to that of Montgomery just a couple of moments ago. Now the 1-2. Got him. Swing and a miss on the sinker. Seven strikeouts for Kurina. His yearly total now up to 32 in 25 innings. And that brings up Santiago. So Kurina getting stronger as this game goes on. First pitch fastball a bit inside. 96, according to the in-house radar gun. Now the 1-0. Low and inside. It's almost like Brooks said, hey, you've got one more inning. Use every bit of gas you've got left in the tank. He's making a count. 2-0. Right down the middle. And Santiago clearly taking all the way. Might be a little cautious here. He's already struck out swinging twice against Kurina. 2-1, popped in the air, shallow left field. The wind's going to make this tough. Dickerson, the shortstop, calls off Nadal, and he makes the catch to end the inning. So Kurina is one run shy of a quality start, but per usual, he is able to grind out six innings. And he certainly gave it his all today. The Bandits trying to give him some runs in support. We go to the seventh. It's 4-0 Sky Carp on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Seven strikeouts in six innings for Ben Kurina, but he's currently in line for his second loss of the year. Beloit leads the Bandits 4-0 as we start the top of the seventh inning. Kyle Krieger who worked his starter, Emmett Olson, out of a sixth-inning jam, will remain on the hill to face Omar Hernandez. First pitch dribbled weakly to the left side, charging Cappe. He tries to bare hand on the pickup, but can't do so. And Omar's going to have his seventh hit of the year. That snaps an 0-for-2 start to the game and gives the River Bandits just their third hit of the game. So a man at first, nobody out for Jared Dickey. Left-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher. Krieger takes a long pause, looking at the runner. Now he fires. And Dickey sends this one to deep right field. DeLeo's going to run out of room. It's gone. Jared Dickey puts the Bandits on the board with his team-leading fourth home run of the season. A two-run shot trims Beloit's lead to 4-2 here in the seventh. You leave one inside, and that's what's going to happen. Middle into number eight is a bad idea. Kyle Krieger came into this game having allowed just one run in his first 11 and a third innings. But he gives up a homer, and Quad Cities has some life. Here's Justin Johnson. He takes outside for ball one. Jared Dickey with another home run to right field. He had two in the series last week against South Bend. Here's the pitch. Inside, it brushes Johnson off the plate. As I was mentioning yesterday, JJ has the honor of leading the Bandits in the hit-by-pitch category. He's been plunked three times. He swings at the 2-0 and pops it up near third base. Cappe shields his eyes from the sun and makes the catch about 60 feet away from home. That's the first out. Krieger, as I mentioned, in his second season with Beloit, 23 years old from Germantown, Tennessee, and a seventh-round pick by the Marlins back in 2022. He was taken in the seventh round out of Louisiana Tech. Here's Gene Ramirez for the third time today. He'll foul one off the screen for a strike. Gene 0-for-2 with a bouncer to first and a swinging strikeout in the fifth. Krieger deals. A little two-seam fastball still missed inside. 1-1. Krieger in his minor league career, a 3.93 ERA, closing in on 100 innings. The pitch. Low and outside with a changeup. Good take. Krieger hopping around after that pitch. He either wanted the call or was a little upset that he couldn't quite nestle it into the corner. 2-1. Two hopper to second. Easy play for Zamora. He throws to first before Gene can even get about halfway down the line. Two gone. So a good rebound after the homer. And now Krieger will face Davis Nadal, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Nadal 0-for-2 to start the day in the ninth spot. Takes a fastball on the edge for a called strike one. Davis has only hit ninth for Quad Cities this year, and he's a good secondary leadoff man, so to speak, as he swings through a fastball at 93 and falls behind 0-2. He's got great speed and has shown off some sneaky pop, as evidenced by his three triples this year. Krieger's 0-2. Missed out with the changeup. One ball, two strikes. Nadal, a bouncer to short in the third, a pop-up to the pitcher in the sixth inning. Here it comes. Inside, around the knees of Nadal, who skips out of the way. A couple of batters ago, Jared Dickey gave the Bandits their first runs of the game with a two-run shot. Skycarp lead 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Wave and a miss at the plate. Nadal down on strikes. That'll end the frame. That was the end of the top of the seventh, I should say. bottom half coming up next after we stretch here at ABC Supply Stadium. Sky Carp by a pair on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Nathaniel Garabito is the new pitcher for Quad Cities. The hard-throwing right-hander will face Olmstead to start the home half of the seventh and on the first pitch of the frame. Johnny's got a base hit through the left side, and the Sky Carp get their fifth hit of the contest. Olmstead now 2-for-3 with a double and a single. For the Bandits, they scored their first runs in the last half inning. A two-run homer for Jared Dickey off of Kyle Krieger, who's been one of the best relievers in the Midwest League to start the season. Garabito into the stretch to face Fernandez. First pitch in the dirt, gets away from Hernandez. Up the second goes Olmstead. Hernandez threw down. Johnson did a good job stopping it from going into center field. And that's a heads-up play to put a man in scoring position for the Bloy catcher. He read that one going into the dirt and doesn't hesitate to take off. Got to beat those from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch in the air, deep left field. Back Nadal onto the track. He looks up. Watch out, video board. That one's gone into the Bandits bullpen. Andrew Fernandez picks up his first homer of the year. And just like that, Beloit gets the runs right back. Well, even with the way the wind is blowing from left to right, Fernandez got into that one so much that it was about as close to a no-doubt homer as you could get given the conditions. So now Garabitos, who just surrendered his second home run of the year, will face Luttrell. He's first pitch swinging, and he fouls it off the first base dugout. Garabitos had not given up a homer through his first 4 2/3 innings, but allowed one in his last appearance last week against South Bend. 0-1. Drilled towards right field. That's down and will bounce up against the wall. Luttrell's going to have to stop at first base. He hit it so hard, and Dickey played the carom correctly. But boy, the Sky Carp appear to be thrilled that Ben Kuderna is off the mound. Bandits bring one guy in out of the bullpen, and they rattle off three straight hits. By the way, we'll give you the final line for Kuderna in just a moment, and we'll also check Yonatown scoreboard. But now to center stage, Yidi Cappe, man at first, nobody out. He takes a first pitch hack and comes up empty. Garbitos, in his first season with Quad Cities, and even 6 feet, 185 pounds, a hard-throwing pitcher who's touched 97 this year. 0-1, fouled into the glove of Hernandez, 0-2. Final line for both starting pitchers, starting with Ben Kuderna, as time's called at the plate. Six innings, four runs earned on four hits, two walks, and seven strikeouts. Really just one bad inning for the young righty. 0-2. Fastball up, not close enough to chase. For the Skycarp starter, Emmett Olson, 5 2/3 scoreless. Two hits, two walks, three strikeouts. Not a bad high A debut. Nathaniel sets the pitch. Fastball up around the hands. Cappe leans out of the way, and Luttrell swipes second base without a throw. Didn't even see him take off. He just appeared at the second base bag. Skycarp getting more aggressive here in the late innings. Nathaniel's 2-2. Bouncer to short. Backhand pickup Dickerson. Throw across to first is in time. That's the first out. So that importantly keeps Luttrell at second base. But Garbitos is far from out of the woods yet. He'll go up against the left-handed slugger Jake Thompson, who's accounted for half of Beloit's runs today with that three-run homer in the third. 6-2 Beloit, bottom of seven. Garbitos out of the stretch, kicks and deals. First pitch fastball up and away. Garbitos making his 106th career minor league appearance, going back to his Dominican Summer League days in 2019. 1-0. Called strike on the outside edge. 99 with a fastball from Garbitos. It's the first time we've seen that this year. Nathaniel, a former Mariners product, traded over to Kansas City in March of this year. 1-1. In the dirt. Nice pick out by Hernandez. And Luttrell stays put. Garbitos has been a one-inning guy to start the year for Quad Cities, although he did go an inning and two-thirds against West Michigan back on April 9th. But usually just one frame. 2-1. In the dirt. This time it gets past Omar, and Luttrell's going to move up to third on the second wild pitch of the inning. So Garbitos a little bit wild today. He's now at five wild pitches in six appearances this year, and that's kind of been one of the issues for him in his career. A little bit wild. Still trying to control that high heat. 3-1. Swing and a miss. This time he controls it for a whiff. And actually, though, the slider at 87 got Thompson a little bit off balance. The Bandits have moved the infield in with one out and a man at third. Thompson asks for time. Jake's homer in the third, his first of the year. He now has six RBIs in eight games this summer. Garbitos with the payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. That was close. Little changeup just off the plate. And now Derek Lewis is going to head out to the hill. So after the meeting, it'll be first and third with one out for the three-hole hitter Josh Zamora. But in the meantime, let's give you our first look at the out-of-town Midwest League scoreboard today. Of course, on Wednesday, early on in the year, you get a lot of these afternoon or late morning education games while school is still in session. So we are not the only game going, and in fact, the majority of the games on the docket today have at least started. The game that is the furthest along is in Lansing, where the South Bend Cubs are on top of the Lugnuts 9-2. Ninth inning at Jackson Field there. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps lead Lake County 6-4, bottom of the seventh at Classic Auto Group Park. And in Wisconsin, Great Lakes is looking to get off to a 2-0 start against the Timber Rattlers. The Dodgers affiliate leads 4-0 in the top of the third at Fox City Stadium. Back here at ABC Supply Stadium, men at the corners with one out. First pitch slider to Josh Zamora is inside. Coming up tonight, Dayton hosts West Michigan at 6:05 Central. Cedar Rapids hosting Peoria at 6:35. 1-1. More off speed. That one also out of the zone. 2-0. Josh 0-3 with a couple of ground balls. He flied out to the center fielder in the fifth. 2-0. Chopper to short. Dickerson fields to JJ for one. On to first. A double play. Just what the doctor ordered. Quad City's 17th double play in 8 games. And they get out of the 7th, but not before Beloit tacks on 2 more. The 2-run shot courtesy of Andrew Fernandez. Bandits up at the plate next. We go to the top of the 8th on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the 8th inning at ABC Supply Stadium. The River Bandits trailing the Beloit Skycarp 6-2. Beloit got the 2 runs from Dickey's homer right back. And now they'll go to the lefty Dale Stanovich for the top of the 8th as he starts off Carter Jensen out of the zone. Top third of the order due up for the Bandits, starting with the designated hitter, 1-0. Wave and a miss. Good fastball. 1-1. Dale Stanovich, who has to have one of the best baseball names in the league this year, has given up 6 runs in 7 innings this year, but just one of those runs earned. The pitch. Huge hack from Jensen. He came up empty. 1-2. Of course, Jensen has just been all over the base paths lately. He had reached in 12 of his previous 17 plate appearances before today. So Brooks Conrad moves him to the leadoff spot. And of course, he's 0-3. That's how baseball works. 1-2. Fouled over the screen on the left side. Stanovich, in his second outing of the year, gave up 4 unearned runs against Peoria during a doubleheader on the 12th. He then gave up 2 runs against South Bend on the 21st of April, but just one of those was earned. 1-2 to Carter. Fly ball, left field, shallow. In fact, this one's not going to leave the infield. Yidi Capé maneuvers over at third base and makes the catch. It is a rare 0-4 for Carter Jensen. In addition to the one earned run, Stanovich has given up 6 hits and now 7 1/3, which is 2 walks and 12 strikeouts. He is 24 years old from Amsterdam, New York. An 8th round pick out of Rutgers 2 years ago by the Marlins. Here's Dustin Dickerson. He leans out of the way. The pitch is inside. Vitals wise for Stanovich, 5'11", 175 pounds. The pitch. Wave and a miss at a fastball. It's 1-1. Dickerson's got half of Quad City's hits today. He is 2-for-3 with a double and a single. Stanovich working out of the windup. Correction out of the stretch. He just changed things up as the pitch is taken high and away. 2-1. Dickerson's average now over 230 with the 2-for-3 start to the game. Stanovich delivers. Fastball low and in over the shoot tops of Dusty, who leaned the lower half forward, the bottom half back, and kind of stumbled across the home plate area to regain his balance. Bandits down 6-2 in the top of the eighth. Their three-game win streak in jeopardy. Beloit trying to respond after being shut out yesterday, 6-0. 3-1 pitch. That's high, ball four, and Dickerson works the walk. So a nice game for Dusty out of the two spot, who's batting there for the first time this year. And he will put a man on for Trevor Werner, which is usually a good idea. Quad City's third baseman is 0-for-2 with a walk. Double play depth for the infield. Third baseman Cappe hugging the line against a right-handed batter. First pitch from Stanovich is a fastball on the lower outside corner. In terms of action in the Kansas City Royals farm system, I'm happy to report that the Omaha Storm Chasers are going to play baseball today. In fact, they're about a little over halfway through their first game of a doubleheader against Des Moines, and they're in front. Chasers leading the Ike Cubs 3-1. And then they'll play the second game of the doubleheader about an hour after the first one. Again, it's a seven-inning doubleheader. Conference going on between Brandon Schmidt and Glenn Meyerhofer, the umpires, along with the pitcher Stanovich. But they look to be on the same page now. Everybody gets back into their normal spot, and Werner steps into the box. Runner at first, one out. Here comes the 0-1 offering. Outside, snow cone by Fernandez. The AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals will host Wichita for game two of their series at 7:05 Central today. Former River Bandit Mason Barnett getting the start. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Werner chased way up the ladder. 1-2. And then for Columbia, the 12-9 Fireflies, the Royals single-A affiliate. They'll get going against Carolina at 5:30 Central Time. Mudcats with the same record as the Bandits, 16-6. Stanovich with the 1-2. This time, Werner lays off the high cheese, evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now officially into the month of May, Quad Cities can look back on what was one of their best months in franchise history, going 16-6, 2-2. Popped in the air, shallow right field. Second baseman Zamora out onto the turf, sprinting towards foul territory. He won't get there. It lands fair, and Dickerson moves up to second, having to wait to see if it would be fair or caught. Fortunately, one of those two things was correct. Werner's going to end up with a bloop single. Landed it perfectly between Montgomery, Zamora, and DeLeo, who had been battling the wind over to the right side of the diamond. So Stanovich will exchange a quick word with Fernandez. He got Werner into the count he liked and made a good pitch, but the baseball gods opt to give Werner a knock. By the way, Stanovich is replacing Kyle Krieger, who threw an inning and two-thirds out of the bullpen. Gave up the two runs on the Dickey homer. Two total hits, no walk, one strikeout. It's just the second time this year Krieger's been tagged for runs. So here's Brett Squires. Tying run still in the on-deck circle, but two on and one out. First pitch fastball on the outer edge for a called strike. Squires yesterday reached base in four of his five plate appearances with a homer, two walks, and a single. But today, 0 for 2 with a walk. Squires asks for time. I'm not sure who stepped out or stepped off first. It was Stanovich and Squires almost simultaneously disengaging. Now they're back ready to go. 0-1. Inside, brushed him off the plate. But when you look back on April for Quad Cities, the 16-6 record marks the club's best month of April since at least 2005. Again, that's when the month-by-month and the day-by-day tracking stops. As Squires sends one through the left side, a base hit. Hit right at Santiago and hard, so everybody moves up just 90 feet. But Brett Squires picks up another base hit. And quietly, Quad Cities has been putting something together here in this eighth inning. First time we've seen the bases loaded for either team, and there's just one out. Tying run, Omar Hernandez coming up to the dish. But continuing on the look back for April, so if you go back to 2015, that River Bandit squad went 16-6. So they played one more game than Quad Cities this year, and as a result, it's the 2024 Bandits with the best April record since at least 2005. But if the Bandits follow the blueprint of that 2015 team, it'll be a good thing. That year, Quad Cities went on to win 88 games, the second highest win total in franchise history, going all the way back to the 1800s. Back here at ABC Supply Stadium, a first pitch swing and a miss from Omar Hernandez starts his fourth at-bat of the day. Currently 1-for-3. A single back in the seventh. The pitch. Inside. They originally had ruled an error on Yidi Cappe, but I think the official score went back and changed the at-bat in the seventh to an infield hit for Omar, which I believe is the correct call. The pitch. Ground ball. That's past Montgomery into right field. Dickerson scores. Werner rounds third. The throw will not come, and it's a two-run RBI single from Omar. The Bandits are once again within two. Squires moves up to third, and Quad Cities has had four straight reach against Dale Stanovich. Not a bad pitch from Dale. Omar actually jammed. But with a right-hander at the plate, Montgomery was well off the line. And that allowed the baseball to squeak through. So just as it was for a brief moment in the seventh, a two-run game before Jared Dickey homered. He's at the plate now, and he takes a called strike one. Dickey, a two-run shot in the seventh for his fourth of the year to lead the team. Left on left, the 0-1 pitch is bounced to third. Cappe gloves, goes to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. A run's going to score. Jared Dickey beats it out for his third RBI of the game, and it's now 6-5 Beloit. Didn't think off the bat that Beloit had a chance to turn two, but Cappe and Zamora did their best to make it happen. That's no avail. So a three RBI game for Dickey. He's got 12 on the season. Hernandez out at second base, 5-4. And now here's Justin Johnson. First pitch fouled back, 0-1. Quad Cities with all five of their runs in the last two innings. Each team with seven hits. There's been some power in this game. Stanovich delivers. That's high and away. Johnson 0-for-3 with three balls in play. Two ground balls to the left side of the diamond, then a pop-up to Cap Bay his last time up just one inning ago. Dickey with good speed at first, held by Montgomery. The pitch. A strike at the top of the zone. It is 1-2. We're in the top of the eighth at ABC Supply Stadium. The kids here for Education Day have stuck around. They're all over the place. Here's the pitch. Inside, it's 2-2. Continuing back on this month for Quad Cities. Remember, they almost threw a no-hitter against West Michigan on their first road trip of the year. Ben Kudrna earned Midwest League Pitcher of the Week honors as a result of starting that game. 2-2. Gets past Fernandez. Back to the backstop. The pitch was low and inside, and I think that it's going to be a pass ball. I'm not sure what happened with Fernandez, who's now looking at his glove, checking to see if there are any holes. Of course, the week after Ben Kudrna made his great start, Steven Zoback went six scoreless innings, retired the first 17 batters he faced to win Midwest League Pitcher of the Week honors. 3-2 count, runner at second. Time called by Fernandez. Last moment, the catcher gets Glenn Meyerhofer to start the action, or stop the action, I should say. Stanovich was about to deliver. Big situation here for JJ. Southpaw versus right-handed bat. A look to second. Now the payoff. In the dirt, ball four. Another base runner for the Bandits in the eighth. And that puts the go-ahead runner on for Gene Ramirez. Stanovich has struggled through this inning. His next pitch will be his 30th in two-thirds. But my guess is Billy Gardner Jr., even with a righty down in the bullpen, actually that's a lefty in the bullpen, he's going to leave Stanovich in to go left on left against Gene. First pitch fastball in there, a called strike on the lower outside corner. Bandits putting together one of their better late inning rallies of the year, but of course you remember the 5-run ninth inning against South Bend a week ago. Second toss inside. It's 1-1. There were just lots of great moments in April for Quad Cities. A tremendous way to start the year. Their 16 wins ties Eugene for the most in High A in April. 1-1. Called strike. Ramirez didn't love the call. Looked like a slider on the lower outside corner, and now it's 1-2. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first. Two outs in the top of the eighth. Gene ready. Stanovich has his target from the catcher, Fernandez. The pitch. Low and outside with the slider. One of those big sweepers left on left. Similar to what we saw from now Northwest Arkansas natural Parker Harm when he was here with Quad Cities. Stanovich ready to go again. Sets just below the belt. 2-2. Bouncing ball, slowly hit to second, gloved by Zamora. The throw to first is in time, and that ends the rally. Quad Cities, though, back in the run column. A three-run frame, courtesy of Omar Hernandez and Jared Dickey. Beloit's lead trimmed to one. 6-5 Carp on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
pitcher on the bump for Quad Cities. The right-hander Brandon Johnson will toe in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Torin Montgomery, a called strike one. He replaces Nathaniel Garabitos, who threw an inning of relief for Ben Kuderna. Gave up two runs. Pitch cut on and missed. A good fastball. It's quickly 0-2. The Bandits have rallied for five runs in the last two innings, including a three spot in the top of the eighth. They have trimmed Beloit's lead down to 6-5. 0-2 pitch. Fastball high from BJ. If Johnson records one out today, he will have thrown 10 straight scoreless innings to start his season. 1-2. Got it. Swing and a miss, strike three. That is 10 perfect innings, or scoreless innings, I should say, for Brandon Johnson. He K's Torin Montgomery for out number one in the bottom of the eighth inning. Obviously, the scoreless inning streak, impressive enough as it is, but now that's 21 strikeouts in those 10 scoreless for BJ. First pitch to DeLeo is fouled off over the right side. Johnson from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, a former Ole Miss product. Now in his second year with the Bandits. 0-1. Just low on the fastball. 1-1. Quad Cities in the top of the ninth will have 9-1 and 2 due up. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. A slider near the top of the zone. My guess is they won't be facing Dale Stanovich, who pitched the last inning for Beloit. Faced eight batters and gave up three runs on three hits. The pitch. Just out of the zone away. Count 2-2. Can't make out who it is, but there's that same lefty in the Skycar bullpen way beyond the left center field wall who's continuing to get loose. 2-2. Popped up behind home. This one out of play right around me in the booth. And it lands right on top of the roof. I could hear the block, or the bang, I should say. DeLeo 0-2 with a walk today. Struck out against Kuderna in the sixth inning. The pitch. Another foul ball my way. This time to the right of the press box. Ben Kuderna gave up four of the Skycarps' six runs. All those came in the third inning, but otherwise, good work from him today, including seven Ks. 2-2, another foul ball from DeLeo. He sends the 95-mile-per-hour fastball into the netting. Bandits with five runs on seven hits, one error for Beloit. Six runs, seven hits, no errors. Seen a couple of home runs in this game. Each team with at least one. Skycarp have two. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Johnson slows that one down. And a little point to his right as he rings up DeLeo himself on the mound. Back-to-back strikeouts for Brandon Johnson, who continues to be just absolutely lethal. Nobody has had an answer for him this year. There are two down for Carlos Santiago, the switch hitter. First pitch swinging, he chases a slider in the dirt. Johnson, ninth round pick by the Royals 2 years ago. Played sparingly in Columbia during his first pro season after being drafted, and more or less began his career with Quad Cities in 2023. This pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Last year, an ERA over 5, but terrific strikeout numbers as Santiago sends one to right field. Back goes Dickey, but it's just a couple of steps. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So that's now 10 2/3 scoreless frames from just Brandon Johnson to start the season. Boy, has he been terrific. He keeps it just a one-run game. The Bandits looking to tie or take the lead in the ninth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The former Arkansas Razorback, Evan Taylor, will get the save opportunity in the top of the ninth inning. Beloit leading Quad Cities 6-5. He goes left on left against Davies Nadal to open the frame. Southpaw delivers and misses slider low and outside. Ball one. Seventh outing of the year for Taylor. 1-0 with a 3.12 ERA. Eight strikeouts and 8 2/3. Nadal hitless so far. The 1-0. That's low with a slider. Nadal 0-3. A ground out, a pop-up, and a strikeout against Kyle Krieger back in the seventh inning. Bandits down by just one run. 2-0. There's a fastball right down the pipe. When trailing after eight innings this year, Quad Cities is 1-5. Their one win, that big comeback against South Bend back on April 23rd. 2-1. Fastball, called strike, lower outside corner. Taylor, 24 years old, from Florence, Alabama. Marlins took him with their ninth round selection in 2022. 2-2 to Davies Nadal. Wave and a miss, got him on a slider. One away. So important out there, because now the lineup card flips over and you're to the top of the order. Bandits put together a nice little rally in the seventh and the eighth to make this one even close. Looked like they were headed towards the goose egg that Beloit had yesterday. Carter Jensen gets a chance at redemption. He takes the first pitch high. Ball one. Genzo 0-4 today. An unfortunate line out to first base in the sixth. It looked like it was going to be a double off the bat. Here's the 1-0. Outside. 2-0. And Taylor blew a save opportunity. Well, I take that back. That's an interesting line. Here's the 2-0 to Jensen. Ground ball to the right side. That's going to get through a base hit. You knew Connor Jensen wasn't going to go 0-for in his first appearance atop the order. So for Taylor, last week against the Cedar Rapids Colonels in game one of a doubleheader, he had a save opportunity, didn't get it, but wound up with the win. Through an inning and 2/3 scoreless with no strikeouts. He He's looking for an out here against Dustin Dickerson. Tying run aboard as the first pitch is outside. Now you do need to be wary of Jensen. He's got 8 stolen bases this year. That's tied for the most on the team. And that is within the league's top 10. 1-0. Dickerson takes low and inside. Dusty's been one of the best producers for Quad Cities today. 2-for-3 with a double, a single, and a walk plus a run scored during that 3-run 8th inning. Taylor pauses at the belt, fires home, and the slider is taken low. 3 balls, no strikes. Taylor with all kinds of closing experience for Jupiter last year. He made 46 appearances, and 40 of them were to close the game. Behind in the count, 3-1, the pitch is a called strike at the knees. He picked up 20 saves with the Hammerheads in the Florida State League last year and posted a blistering 2.18 ERA. 3-1. Called strike, a fastball in the inner half. Dickerson leaning out of the way. But then upon hearing the called strike, nods his head in agreement with Glenn Meyerhofer. Big pitch here. Runner at first, 1 out, 1-run game. The 3-2. Called strike 3 at the bottom of the zone. And Dickerson didn't like the call. He looks back at Glenn Meyerhofer, disagrees, and goes back to the dugout. Huge strikeout for Evan Taylor. Dickerson never took the bat off his shoulder in that plate appearance. So now, 2 outs, and the dangerous Trevor Werner at the plate, left on right. Taylor looks to Jensen a couple of times. Now a third time, the pitch. Slider missed high. Dickerson ahead in the count, 3-0. Taylor came all the way back to strike him out. The 1-0 home. Check swing. The pitch was low. He did not go. Brandon Schmidt confirms. It's 2-0 on the appeal. Werner 1-for-3, a single and a walk today. Quad City's trying to see if there's any more gas in the rally tank. 2-0. In the air, right side, foul ground and shallow. DeLeo charging in, but it lands into the picnic area foul. First strike on Werner, 2-1. Quad Cities will be back to the usual weekday nighttime start tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch here at ABC Supply Stadium. We'll have all the details for you post-game. 2-1 pitch to Trevor Werner. Fastball outside, it's 3-1. Taylor has given up a hit, but he's got a couple of strikeouts in this inning. That said, he hasn't made anything easy on himself. He's only thrown 8 of his 18 pitches for a strike. 3-1. Popped up near the second base side in shallow right. Zamora backpedals onto the turf and makes the catch to end the ball game. Quad Cities rallies for 5 runs over the last 3 innings, but Beloit holds on. They even up this series at 1 win apiece. They defeat Quad Cities 6-5 on a Wednesday afternoon. Your River Bandits postgame show's coming up next. We'll get you all the details from this one, tell you about the rest of the action in the Midwest League, and of course check in with the Omaha Storm Chasers, who are finally playing baseball again. We'll be right back from ABC Supply Stadium on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
For the final time on this Wednesday afternoon in Beloit, we welcome you back to ABC Supply Stadium for the River Bandits post-game show. Quad Cities falls in game two of the six-game set. The rally comes up just a bit short tonight as the Sky Carp defeat them 6-5. Here's what the final line score looked like for the River Bandits. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They go 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position and strand 7 on base. For Beloit, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 3-for-9 with men in scoring position. They strand 3. The winning pitcher is Emmett Olson, who was absolutely terrific in his Sky Carp and High A debut. After not giving up a run in a few starts with Jupiter to start the season, he got an early year call-up and did not disappoint. Today he goes 5 2/3 scoreless, yielding just 2 hits and 2 walks with 3 strikeouts. He threw 96 pitches and 64 went for a strike. The losing pitcher was Quad City's young arm, the 21-year-old Ben Kuderna. He falls to 2-2, giving up 4 runs, all earned on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. All of that, at least all the runs, coming in the third inning. Otherwise, Kuderna able to tough out 6 innings, coming just 1 run shy of a quality start. He did his job today, but the Bandits didn't get the offense going until the 7th and 8th innings. A hold is credited to Kyle Krieger out of the bullpen. He gave up a couple of runs in an inning and a third, but the hold is his second of the year. And then the save in the 9th inning going to Evan Taylor, who picked up a couple of strikeouts and stranded the tying run at first base. Final time of the ball game today, a quick one, 2 hours and 18 minutes. with 1,839 through the gates here at ABC Supply Stadium. I'd say about 1,500 to 1,600 of those, the wonderful kids that we had here for Education Day. They always bring a great energy to the ballpark. Offensively for the River Bandits, they got multi-RBI performances from Omar Hernandez and Jared Dickey. Dickey gave the Bandits their first runs of the game with a two-run shot in the seventh inning. And in the eighth, Omar Hernandez poked one through the right side for a two-run single. That gave Quad Cities four of its five runs on the comeback trail. The other run came in on a fielder's choice from Jared Dickey in that eighth inning, so he winds up with a three RBI game, now 12 for him in his first 21 as a River Bandit. Dustin Dickerson was solid in his two-spot debut, a single, a double, a walk, and a run scored for him as one of just two River Bandits to put together a multi-hit effort. Let's take one more look around the Midwest League scoreboard, where another game has gone final. It was the contest in Lansing, which South Bend was in control of. The Cubs hold on for their eighth win of the year. They beat Lansing 9-3. They're nearing the end in Lake County, but a great finish brewing between the Captains and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. It's 6-6 in the bottom of the ninth, and Lake County has the winning run at third base. They're still playing in Wisconsin, and it's still all Great Lakes. The Dodgers affiliate and the leaders in the Eastern Division are on top of the Timber Rattlers 7-0. And if they can finish off that win, Quad Cities will gain another game on Wisconsin for the lead in the Western Division. Timber Rattlers would fall to 15-8, while the Bandits would be 17-6. Coming up later today, Dayton hosts West Michigan. Dragons and Whitecaps will get underway at 6:05 Central. Both of those teams 9-13 entering action today. And then in Iowa, the Cedar Rapids Colonels host the Peoria Chiefs. A Western Division battle there. They get started at Rise to Greatness Field at 6:35. In the Kansas City Royals farm system, the Storm Chasers are still playing game one of their twin bill against the iCubs. Chasers went into the fifth inning, or I should say into the bottom of the fifth inning, with a four-run lead, but the iCubs scored four to take a one-run lead before the Chasers scored one in the top of the sixth. So they're currently tied at five in the bottom of the sixth, and of course, those doubleheader games are seven frames, so that's definitely one worth tuning into with the voice of the Storm Chasers, Nick Batters. And then if you don't have your fill, they'll play game two of a doubleheader about 45 minutes to an hour after the conclusion of that first one. The AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals will look to improve to 500 on the year. They are 10 and 11, hosting the Wichita Wind Surge at 7:05 Central. Mason Barnett, former River Bandit, gets the start in that one. And in Carolina, the Columbia Fireflies will take on the Mudcats on the road at 5:30 Central. The Fireflies 12-9 here in 2024. Coming up tomorrow evening, we'll have game three of this six-game series, a battle of southpaws, as Ryan Ramsey gets the start for the Bandits. He is 0-0 with a 2.45 earned run average. He'll go up against the southpaw for Beloit, Cade Gibson, who enters with a record of 0-1 and a 5.54 earned run average. That game at 6:35 Central. We'll have your pregame show at 6:25. Looking ahead on the schedule, Friday night will be another 6:35 start, but then both games this weekend begin at 1:05 in the afternoon. So keep that in mind as you tune in on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course here at riverbandits.com. That'll do it for our broadcast today. Quad Cities gets the win. They are 17-6. They are 11 games over 500 for the first time this year and still atop the Midwest League. They improved to 10-4 on the road and have won four straight ball games. For the Sky Carp, they dropped their third in a row. They fall to 8-3 here at home. They are 5.5 games behind the Bandits in the division, and they are now 11-11 on the young season. The Bandits are undefeated in the month of May. They get off to a great start this month and look to build on what was a April to remember. We'll continue this month's action tomorrow night. Again, 6:35, your first pitch here at ABC Supply Stadium. Pregame show begins at 6:25 here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Until then, I'm Kyle Kirchville, thanking you for tuning in today. We'll see you tomorrow night right back here in Beloit. Until then, so long from Beloit.